And we used all the tools that we had prior to the invocation of the Emergencies Act, and we determined that we needed some additional tools. Now, some of those tools, we will be putting forward measures to put those tools permanently in place. The authorities of FinTrack, I believe, do need to be expanded to cover crowdsourcing platforms payment platform and their payment providers. So that is something that we need to do, and we will do, and that needs to be in place permanently. Some of these other tools, the sharing of information between law enforcement and financial services, and the requirement of financial services to be reviewing their accounts proactively, and the immunity from prosecution that we have provided to them in doing this. These are extraordinary measures that we absolutely believe are necessary in the current circumstances, that are having an impact. And let me also point out, having a peaceful impact.
Hey friends, it was Thomas Jefferson who said, "When tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty." Now the people of Canada have rebelled, peacefully rebelled, and the response from their out of control criminal government has been more tyranny. And I am absolutely not calling for violence, but you know who was? One of our founding fathers, John Adams, who noted, "The right of a nation to kill a tyrant in case of necessity can no more be doubted than to hang a robber or kill a flea." And that's exactly why these are the times that try men's souls, peaceful men, men that want to be left alone in freedom to raise their families, but will not be allowed to do so by tyrants. And what happens then? Well, as George Orwell noted, all tyrannies rule through fraud and force, but once the fraud is exposed, they must rely exclusively on force. And that's exactly what we're seeing in Canada. Friends, I've been struggling all day long with how to deal and cope with this tyranny. It is so absolutely out of control. Now, Chrystia Freeland, who's also the Minister of Finance in Canada, is also a director of Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum. And did you hear what she said there? She said that these emergency powers that they now want to make permanent have been peaceful.
These are extraordinary measures that we absolutely believe are necessary in the current circumstances, that are having an impact. And let me also point out, having a peaceful impact.
Tell me how economic terror against your own citizens is peaceful. This is clearly an act of war. And if reports are to be believed, and I think they are, the UN is on the ground in Ottawa. And the question is, are some of the police forces on the ground in Ottawa mercenaries or UN troops, or both? Now, it's fine and dandy that Justin Trudeau has outed himself as the despot, tyrant, and son of Fidel Castro that he is. But what we have to grapple with now is the old adage that when tyrants make peaceful protests impossible, they make violent revolution inevitable. And many people around the world are now hungering to see just that. People want to see despots and tyrants and puppets of the World Economic Forum like Trudeau and Chrystia Freeland toppled, jailed, and tried for their crimes. And as I predicted regarding Ukraine and Russia, if Hillary Clinton had become president, we would be seeing the exact same warmongering and the same exact stampede toward a potential World War III with Russia over Ukraine. So where does all of this tyranny and madness end? How can it possibly end peacefully when the people of Canada are now being treated as criminals whose government is now turned itself against the people and is applying economic terrorism? And what so many people around the world are beginning to realize as it pertains to the tyrants we're seeing in Australia, in New Zealand, and in certain states of the United States, and most certainly now in Canada, the question has become, so who are the real terrorists? Well, we're looking at one of them right now, Chrystia Freeland, and of course, Justin Castro Trudeau. And any person who believes in God, in justice, in life, in freedom, Anybody who's paying attention to this incredible story of tyranny is sick to their stomach over it and is absolutely hungering for divine intervention and justice to be done. And I've listened to a lot of videos and commentary today, but I don't think anybody is as spot on as this guy regarding Justin Castro Trudeau and his many, many crimes and his now obvious treason against Canada and its people. Again, who is Justin Trudeau? Well, I think we know.
So yesterday, the woman-beating racist sexual predator who has spent a lifetime demeaning and belittling anyone his power, wealth, and privilege allowed him to, declared martial law in Canada. The black-faced racist who spends his holidays pissing on the graves of Indigenous children that his father helped to bury invoked the Emergency Measures Act to crush the dangerous uprising of the peasant class in their fortified bouncy castles. Justin Trudeau, the tyrant king of Canada, backed by the rich, ruling liberal elite who've elevated him to the level of king by way of his name and bloodline. This tyrant king has, for the last 2 years of his reign of terror, imprisoned his subjects, laid waste to their lands, and burned their villages. All his life, he has wronged people, and they have capitulated out of fear. And now, for the first time, there's people who won't submit to Your Highness's tyranny, his bullying. So they're labeled as dangerous insurrectionists because suddenly these people from whom you've taken so much are standing up and saying no more. And now it's a threat to your pocketbook and the pocketbooks of your billionaire buddies. So the peasants that stand up to your passport system of class and privilege and your anti-science, anti-freedom tyranny are labeled as enemies of the crown. Traitors that threaten your kingdom, not because they're violent or racist or misogynistic or anti-science, but because they just won't goddamn submit. So you deputize the protectors of the people as your king's guard to round up the disloyal, imprison them, smash their equipment, threaten to seize the assets of anyone who may dare even support them. People who have done more for their fellow countrymen in 3 weeks than you have in your entire pathetic life. You destroyed their businesses, slaughtered their friends and families, and now you're going after what's left by declaring them terrorists because for the first time in your fucking life, someone had the audacity to say no to you. An irredeemable tyrant with an unquenchable thirst for power, a petulant child with a crown and an army at his disposal. The King Joffrey of Canada, and without question the most dangerous threat to our democracy. I only take solace in the fact that when your reign does come to an end, the history books will ensure that when people speak your name, it will be stated with the same disdain and disgust as the names Stalin, Pol Pot, and Adolf Hitler.
This man's finished, okay? He is going to be brought into a court of law, and he's going to be held accountable for gross treason against the people of this world, genocide, because his company Canada, as Dr. Martin has pointed out, they're involved in all the profits of every single injection that's going into the people. So he's going to be exposed on a level like never before, and we're not going to stop with Justin.